This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Cassie Krager, Brittany Slidham, and Madison League do up for Lincolnwood here in the top of the first inning. Good crowd on hand this afternoon. Boy, the warm weather brings people out.
It sure does. Lots of fans both sides.
Yeah, and lots of orange and black, because that's the school colors for both of these teams. And Cassie Krager steps in from the right side. She's a freshman, playing shortstop today for Lincolnwood. And Hanner's first pitch of the ball game is up high for ball one, and that's how this ball game starts. Third baseman Major is in a couple of steps at third. 1-0 the count. The pitch to Krager is a foul at the plate for strike one. One ball, one strike. And we'll be able to tell early on if Hanner is on her game. And according to the first two pitches, she's got some zip on the pitch. Here comes the 1-1 delivery. That one's just a bit high, and it's 2-1. Guy does a little excavating around the pitcher's plate. Now she's ready to go. Two balls and a strike to the leadoff batter, Cassie Krager. The pitch is inside, and the count is 3-1. Wind is blowing in today. It'd take a cannon to shoot one out of here today. Here's the 3-1 pitch, a changeup, a swing and a miss. Boy, that was a terrific pitch.
That was good. Seen the bat swing, ball wasn't there yet.
Yep. So a 3-2 count to Cassie Krager, leading off for Lincolnwood. Hanner gets the sign and delivers, and a swing and a miss, and Krager's down on strikes. One down in the inning for the Lancers, and Brittany Slidham will come to the plate. Brittany's a freshman. She's doing the catching today, a right-handed hitter. So one down, nobody on for Lincolnwood. Pretty much straight away in the outfield for this hitter. Here's a pitch. Brittany tries to bunt, fouls it back out of play for strike one. They had the third baseman Major charging along with the first baseman Beck. And by the time the pitch was struck by the bat, they were about 6 feet away from home plate. They were dangerously close. Here's the next pitch. This one's inside, and it's one ball, one strike. Man, you got to be brave to play the corners in softball.
Do indeed, especially that hot corner third base.
1-1 the count to Brittany Slidham. Madison Leak waiting on deck. Here's a pitch fouled off to the right side. One ball, two strikes on Slidham. This is Brittany Slidham. Sadie bats down into the number six spot for Lincolnwood. And the count is one ball, two strikes. There's the pitch from Henner, and this one is fouled to the screen. Slidham's doing battle with the junior hurler, Kai Henner, right-handed pitcher for Hillsboro, wearing Lucky 7 on her jersey. One ball, two strikes the count to the freshman Slidham. Here's a changeup and a called strike three.
So far, changeup has been a very effective pitch.
Throw it only when you need it, and it does work. And the batter is Madison Leak, so two down, nobody on for Lincolnwood. Top of the first inning, no score. Madison's a senior, right-handed hitter. She's the pitcher today for Lincolnwood. And the first pitch is strikes her, and she will be on her way to first base. So Madison is aboard with two down. And the batter will be Mo Byers, the cleanup hitter, playing first base today. Mo's a right-handed hitter, senior. So a runner at first and two down for Lincolnwood here in the top of the first, and Byers takes a called strike, and it's 0-1. And all of a sudden, the wind died down.
Yes, quite a bit.
It's getting ready to crank up again, though, I can tell you. Here's the 0-1 pitch, swinging a ground ball. That is foul outside the first baseline. And the count is 0-2. Lincolnwood with the white jerseys, gray pants, and orange socks. Orange print on their jerseys. Hillsboro with the orange jerseys with the white print, black pants and orange socks. Lots of orange and black here today. The pitch up high. And it's a ball and two strikes on Mo Byers. Karen Milberg waiting on deck for Lincoln Wood. If Byers can keep the inning alive. Enner has two strikes on this batter. And she hits this batter in the hand. Tried to come up and in. And Byers is aboard, and now there's runners at first and second for Lincoln Wood. And I think we're going to have a courtesy runner here, as Karen Milberg will come to the plate. Kyra Shaw will come and run at second base for the pitcher, Madison Leak. So Shaw is running. She's a sophomore. So runners at first and second and two down. So after the first two batters struck out, the next two have been struck by pitches. And Karen Milberg has a chance to make some noise for the Lancers here in the top of the first inning with two on and two out. Milberg's a right-handed hitter, a senior, playing left field today. So Schull's at second base, Byers at first. Here's the pitch from Kai Hanner. Up high for ball one.
Dare do some running.
Not with two outs, I wouldn't think.
Just thinking of the pitcher on... You're facing maybe you do more daring things than you normally would.
Yeah, a good possibility. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a miss. And the count is one ball, one strike. Sadie Slidham is waiting on deck for Lincoln Wood. If Karen Milberg can keep the inning alive. Karen digs in. Hanner delivers. Here's a swing and a miss. That pitch was up around her chin. And the count is one ball, two strikes. And again, Kai Hanner, one strike away from getting out of the inning and striking out the side. Here's Hanner looking in for the side. And the 1-2 pitch to Karen Milberg of Lincoln Wood is a call, strike three. In the inning, no runs. Two batters or two runners left stranded after both were hit by pitches. We played a half inning here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. It's Lincoln Wood nothing, and the Hilltoppers of Hillsboro coming to bat. Well, due up to start the Hillsboro home half of the first inning will be Katie Shockey. She'll be followed by Sheridan Lyerlum and Kai Hanner, and if anybody gets aboard, Chloe Beck. Defensively for Lincoln Wood, Madison Leak on the mound, a record of 2 wins and no losses. Brittany Slidham is her battery mate. Sadie Slidham's at third, Cassie Krager at short, Sydney Herman at second, Mo Byers at first. Karen Milberg's in left, Maggie McClellan in center, and Madison Byers in right field for Lincoln Wood. We'll have baseball tomorrow on the radio. Hillsboro at Litchfield on Friday the 13th. Beware the Friday the 13th. That'll be a 7:30 broadcast tomorrow night here on FM 106. All right, here we go. As Katie Shockey will step in from the left side to lead things off for the Toppers. She's a junior playing in center field today for the Toppers. Slightly open batting stance. Here's a pitch from Madison Leak, and it is outside for ball one. Lyerler to follow, and then Hanner for the Toppers here in the bottom of the first inning. Here's the next pitch from Madison Leak, and this one is blown away. And the count is 2-0. Of course, the Toppers play in the South Central Conference. Lancers play in the MSM Conference. This is a non-conference contest this afternoon. Changeup misses up high, and it's 3-0 to the leadoff hitter, Katie Shockey. Shockey can be a little bit of an energizer bunny. You get her on base, things can happen. Here's the 3-0 pitch. And that's ball four. A leadoff walk issued to Katie Shockey. And the batter will be Sheridan Lyerla. Sheridan's a junior. Bats from the left side. One on, nobody out, no score, bottom of the first. And the pitch from Madison Leak to Lyerla is outside for a ball. There goes the runner, and it's not in time. A stolen base for Katie Shockey. 1-0 the count to Lyerla.
She showed bunt first time. Now she bunts her over to third.
Well, the scoreboard said strike, but I don't think he called strike on that. I think it was a ball. So a runner at second base and nobody out for the Toppers. Here's the pitch from Leek. A bunt attempt is missed. And the count goes to one ball, one strike. Now, Ireland will turn around and hit from the right side. It's going to be one ball, one strike. And there we go.
Scoreboard right now?
Scoreboard was still reads 0-2. But it is 1-1 on Sheridan Lyrla. Here comes the pitch. That's up high. And it's 2-1. So Shockey's down at second base for the Hilltoppers. She led off with a walk, stole second. The 2-1 pitch to Lyrla. Bunted, foul. And that evens up the count 2-2. Terrific opportunity for the Toppers to get on the board here in the bottom of the first inning. Two balls, two strikes to Lyrla. Leek looks in. Brittany slide him for the sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it's a changeup that bounces into the dirt. The runner goes to third base and is in safely. So a second stolen base for Katie Shockey puts her at third base with nobody out and the count full on Sheridan Lyrla. Kai Hanner anxiously waiting on deck. For the Toppers, here's the 3-2 pitch. And that one sails up high for ball four. And that puts runners at the corners,
well,
except
down
to second base goes Sheridan Lyrla. So it's going to be second and third and nobody out. And the Hilltopper pitcher, Kai Hanner, to the plate. Kai throws right, bats right. She's a junior. And the Toppers trying to make some noise here in the home half of the first inning. Leek looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch to Hanner. This one's down and in for ball one.
Control has been an issue for Leek.
Mm-hmm. Shockey's at third, Lyrla at second. Nobody out for the Toppers here in the bottom of the first inning. A 1-0 pitch to Hanner. Fouled off to the right side. That one had people ducking in the Lincolnwood dugout. One ball, one strike, the count on Kai Hanner. Boy, it's nice outside today. Man, oh man, this is terrific. Here's the 1-1 pitch, change up. That one misses. And it's 2-1. In fact, it was down and in that time, the Hanner. Chloe Beck waiting on deck for the Toppers. Here's the 2-1 pitch to Hanner, and she shoots this one down the right side. Foul. And that would have easily scored two had the ball been about 2 feet to the left.
The wind might have helped it get a little bit foul, but I think it was just slicing that direction to start with.
So two balls and two strikes the count on Kai Hanner. Two on and nobody out for the Hilltoppers here at the bottom of the first inning. Leek would like to have her first strike out of the night here. Hanner wants to put the ball in play, and there's a shot right back to the pitcher. She catches the line drive, throws to third, tries to devil off the runner, but cannot. And Hanner is retired for the first out here in the first inning. And the batter will be Chloe Beck. So runners at second and third and one down now for Hillsboro. And the sophomore first baseman Beck steps in from the right side. Leek works to Beck, and the first pitch is a called strike at the letters. Shelby Hooley waiting on deck for the Hilltoppers. 2-1 and one out for the Toppers. Here's the 0-1 pitch up high. And the count is one ball, one strike. Well, if you're a Lincolnwood pitcher, Madison Leek, you want to get out of this inning with No runs scored, or maybe just one at most. Keep yourself in the game. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. And Beck behind in the count. One ball, two strikes.
Well, Beck's a key batter, too, with just the one out. She's got to try and get in and play for the Toppers. Get a run home.
She's the cleanup hitter. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Leak. Changeup misses down low. Gets away from the catcher, and the Toppers take the lead. On a wild pitch, Shockey scores from third, and Hillsborough leads 1-0. Shull scores from third. Ireland moves down to third base. Count goes to 2-2 on Chloe Beck. So the Toppers have a 1-0 lead.
I think that was a changeup and an off-speed pitch, and didn't have the control on it yet. It's kind of a field pitch sometimes for a lot of these pitchers.
On a warm day like today, though, it's got to be a lot easier to feel it today than it is when it's 40 degrees. 2-2 the count on Beck. Here's a pitch from Leak. This one misses up high, and the count is full. Some long counts here in the first inning for the Lincolnwood pitcher, Madison Leak. She's 3-2 on the cleanup hitter, Chloe Beck. For the runner at third, one out and one run home for the Toppers, and the pitch is down low, ball four.
That'll be her third walk already in this first inning.
So the batter will be Shelby Hooley. Hooley's a sophomore, right-handed hitter, playing shortstop today for the Hilltoppers. Hillsborough leading 1-0. We're in the bottom of the first. Runners at the corners and one down. And you can rather suspect Beck will be off with a pitch from first base. Here's a pitch from Leak up high and for ball one. And that was not the case. Beck stayed put. 1-0 the count to Shelby Hooley. Toppers have scored a run here in the bottom of the first and are threatening to pack another one or two on. Here's the pitch from Leak. This one is a ball inside. Now they've got the runner at third caught off, and she dives back in safely. And down to second base goes Chloe Beck. All that was going on. So it's 2-0 the count on Shelby Hooley. Runners at second and third, one out. Toppers leading 1-0, bottom of the first. Madison Leak gets the sign and delivers a bunt. It's foul. And that makes it two balls and a strike on Shelby Hooley. This is only the fourth game of the year for the Lancers. 10th game of the year for the Toppers. Hooley back at home plate, awaiting the 2-1 count, or the 2-1 pitch, from Madison Leak, and here it comes. And this one is up high, and the count is 3-1. So like Beck before her, Hooley's in a terrific spot here. And she's got a hitter's count in her favor at 3-1. Here's the pitch. Swing and a shot, foul. Pulled way foul over the fence down the third baseline, and that makes the count 3-2. She just got around early on that one, but she really
gave it a ride.
So it's 3-2 on Hooley. Haley Major waiting on deck for the Toppers. Runners at second and third. Here's the 3-2 pitch, and this is a pop-up right side, a play for Byers at first, and she can't come up with it, so it's a foul ball. So the count remains 3-2 on Shelby Hooley of Hillsborough. Leak looks in for the sign. Here comes the 3-2 pitch. Pulled right to the third baseman, caught, throw to first base wide. A run will score, maybe two. Here comes the other runner around. She'll score, and down to second base goes Shelby Hooley. And now she'll end up at third base.
Big error there, Terry.
Yeah.
That would not have scored the run. They would have got that big second out.
E5. And the Toppers played two more runs. So they now have a 3-0 lead. And Hooley's at third base with one down. And Haley Major will be the batter. Greg Neisler, the coach of Lincolnwood, out to talk to his pitcher, Madison Leake. Third baseman Sadie Slotin made the catch on a hard hit ball.
Good play.
And then the throw was a bit wide at first and allowed two runners to score. And Hooley just kept running. She ended up at third base for the Hilltoppers. So it's a 3-0 lead for Hillsboro. A runner at third, still only one out, and here's Haley Major. Haley's a freshman, a right-handed hitter. There's a pitch from Leake, and this one is inside for ball one. Toppers have tacked three on to the scoreboard. Here in the bottom of the first. Here's the next pitch from Leake. This one is up high. And the count is 2-0. Alexis Wolf, freshman catcher for Hillsboro, waiting on deck. There's been a long first inning, a good inning for the Toppers, not so good for the Lancers. 2-0 pitch to Major is up and away, and the count goes to 3-0. Haley Major. She's one of the freshman starters on this team. The other being the person on deck, Alexis Wolf. And Haley takes ball four down low.
So here in fourth, first inning, fourth walk of the ballgame.
And that puts runners at the corners with one down for the Toppers. And the catcher, Alexis Wolf, comes to the plate. A right-handed hitter. Toppers have a 3-0 lead, trying to make more noise here in the home half of the first. Here's a pitch from Madison Leake, and that pitch is down low. Throw down to third base as the other runner takes off to second. So 1-0 the count on Wolf, and now Hooley's at third, Major's at second. Still only one out in the inning for the Toppers.
Toppers still looking for their first hit.
Mm-hmm.
All this just on walks and an error.
Here's the next pitch. That one misses down low. And it's 2-0. Hannah Compton waiting on deck for the Toppers. Wolf is the seventh batter to come to the plate here in the inning for Hillsboro. She takes a called strike. And it's 2-1. Toppers off to a terrific start this season. They're 8-1.
And that, like you said, was an extra inning loss.
Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. And it's two balls and two strikes on Alexis Wolf. And they lost to Jerseyville in 11 innings. For the only loss of the year for the Hilltoppers. I believe Hillsboro plays Gillespie next week. Next Friday, I believe. Ought to be a dandy
matchup.
That
should be a darn good game.
Mm-hmm. Here's the pitch. A changeup is a called strike. And that's the second out of the inning. First strikeout of the day for Madison Leake. So two down and runners at second and third for the Toppers. And here's Hannah Compton. Hannah's a sophomore. She is the right fielder, a right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch from Leake. Called strike. That's 0-1. So Kai Hanner will have at least a three-run lead to work with when she goes back out on the mound on the top of the second inning. Here's the 0-1 pitch. A bunt. She pulls back, takes a called strike, and it's 0-2. Compton, the eighth batter to hit here in the first inning for the Toppers. 0-2 the count on Compton. Leake winds and fires, and a ground ball to third, knocked down by Sadie Slotin. She comes home, the ball bobbled by the catcher and safe at home. So that's one run that scores. The other runner follows up and scores, and down to second base goes Hannah Compton. So So that's a fielder's choice. Two-run score. Hooley scores. Major scores. And that makes it a 5-0 lead for the Hilltoppers.
Case where the third baseman probably should go for that force out, Terry, where the play at home, it has to be a tag. And in fact, the tag is there, but she couldn't hang on to the ball with a collision.
And here's the ninth hitter to come to the plate, Riley Hemkin, sophomore left fielder for Hillsboro. So a runner at second base, two down, five tallies on the board for the Hilltoppers. Here's the pitch, up high for ball one. Hemkin. The Toppers have scored early and scored often. Still without the benefit of a base hit. Down and in, 2-0. They've had the help of an error. And four walks in the inning by Madison Leak. Here's the 2-0 pitch. And that's a called strike, and it's 2-1. Two balls and a strike to Hemkin. For the Hilltoppers, as Leak delivers, a swing and a miss. That evens the count at two balls and two strikes. Leak just trying to find a way to get out of this first inning for the Lancers. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That one misses down and in. And the count is full. And on deck, top of the batting order, Katie Shockey. Here comes the 3-2 pitch to Hemkin from Madison Leak, and it's a ground ball to slide him at third. Throw to first base is low and safe. The runner from second comes all the way around to score. The sixth run of the day for the Hilltoppers. E5 on that play. So that makes it a 6-0 lead for the Hilltoppers. And we go back to the top of the batting order. And Katie Shockey. We started things off with a walk and ended up scoring the first Hilltopper run of the day. And Katie takes ball one up high. So the merry-go-round's been running here for the Hilltoppers in the first inning.
All with no hits.
Mm-hmm. Here's the next pitch. Shockey, check swing, and a strike called. Throw down to first base and the runner back safely. One ball, one strike, the count on Katie Shockey. Two down in the inning, a runner at first, six runs home for the Toppers. They're in the home half of the first. 1-1 the count to Shockey. Here's the pitch from Leak. That one's up and away, and it's 2-1. Sheridan Lyerla waiting on deck for the Toppers. Leak has the sign she wants and delivers, and there's a fly ball into center. Drifts away from the center fielder, drops in for a base hit, and it'll be runners at second and third for the Hilltoppers. So there's the first hit of the day.
Wind did play a factor, Terry. I think it just drifted far enough away that the center fielder just couldn't get to it.
And Shockey takes second on the throw home. So you got Hemkin at third, Shockey at second, two down. A 6-0 lead for the Hilltoppers, and here's Hyerla, who walked and scored her first time up and pulls the ball foul just outside the third base bag for strike one. She pounded that one into the dust. But it was about a 6 inches foul.
Would have scored two if it was that 6 inches. I don't think third baseman would have had time to react.
That ball just about hit the bag.
Yes.
That would have popped it up in the air and made it unplayable. So one strike to count on Lyerla. Sheridan's back in, batting from the right side. Runners at second and third for the Toppers. Here's the pitch from Leak, up high. And a throw down to third base, the runner back safely. One ball, one strike, the count on Lyerlop. Kai Henner waiting on deck. Leak pitches and a pop-up. Shortstop, Cassie Krager makes the catch to end the inning. But in the inning, the Toppers put six on the board, and after one inning of play in this high school softball matchup from the Hillsboro Sports Complex, it's Hillsboro 6, Lincolnwood nothing. Back with second inning action in just a moment. 6-0 lead for Hillsboro. As we go to the top of the second inning, Lincolnwood will have Sadie Slidham, Kaylin Payne, and Sydney Herman, 6, 7, and 8 batters due up against Kai Hanner and the Hilltoppers. Toppers scored 6 runs on 1 hit. Lincolnwood committed 2 errors. Toppers stranded 2 in that first inning. And they benefited from 4 walks.
Yeah, the walks definitely were the Achilles heel of that inning. And you think of the game of inches, Terry, that line drive was almost a double play.
Yeah.
The first ball that was even put in play could have ended up being 2 outs, probably saved 4 runs in that inning.
So here's Sadie Slidham, the third baseman. She's a junior, right-handed hitter. And the pitch from Hanner, she attempts to bunt and misses for strike 1. The pitch was up around the bill of her cap that time. 0-1 the count on Sadie.
Kai had an unusual line, 3 strikeouts and 2 hit batsmen for that first inning.
Yeah. And this pitch fouled off to the right side. It's 0-2 on Sadie Slidham.
Strikeouts not unusual, but 2 hit batsmen, not really her type of stuff.
Yeah.
She usually has good control. That's probably more than she hits per game.
And the next pitch is up high, and it's a ball and 2 strikes. Think about baseball and softball. The constants are not necessarily constant.
They never are. That's what's constant about baseball.
That's true.
The unusual plays almost always happen.
Yeah. Pitch fell back to the screen. Down remains a ball and 2 strikes. Yeah.
Hard hit balls are usually the outs. The little bloopers, they're the hits.
Mm-hmm. Tends to work that way. Change up and a swing and a miss, and slide him down on strikes. That's the first out of the second inning for Lincolnwood, and Caitlin Payne, the designated player, will be the batter. Strikeout number
4
for Kai Hanner.
Kai is really using that changeup as her strikeout pitch.
I think she's struck out all 4 batters on the changeup. And a swing and a miss. A pitch down and in by Caitlin Payne, the DP, for strike 1. Caitlin's a freshman, a right-handed hitter. Here's the next pitch from Hanner. This one's up high. And it's 1-1. Hillsboro leading 6-0. We're on the top of the second inning. Lincolnwood batting, 1 down and nobody on. 1-1 the count to Payne. The next pitch is a swing and a miss. And it's 1-2. If you're going to get down in the ball game, get down early so you've got a lot of innings to get back.
Yes.
That's right. Next pitch is a swing and a miss. Payne is down on strikes. 2 down in the inning, and Sydney Herman will be the batter. Sydney's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. Bats with 2 down, nobody on. Lancers trailing 6-0. As they bat here in the top of the second inning, the first pitch, she squares to bunch, takes a strike, and it's 0-1. Well, we've lost a little bit of our sunshine.
Gained the wind back, though.
Yeah, the wind.
We lost
it
for a while.
This pitch fouled off to the right side. And that makes it a strike 2 count. And most every foul ball has been off to the right side by the Lincolnwood batters, which means they're having trouble getting around on Kai Hanner. Here's the next pitch, and a swing and a miss. And Hanner strikes out the side. The Lancers go in order in the top of the second after an inning and a half of play here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. It's Hillsboro 6, Lincolnwood nothing. More softball coming up in just a moment. And we'll have scores for you tomorrow morning at 7:30 on Spotlight on Sports. And you'll find a podcast of this game up on our website, WSMIRadio.com. It'll be Kai Hanner, Chloe Beck, Shelby Hooley due up, the 3-4 and 5 batters for Hillsborough in the bottom of the second inning. Madison Leak walked four, had a strikeout in that first inning, as the Toppers put six on the board and lead 6-0. Hanner lined out to the pitcher her first time up. There's a pitch from Leak to Kai Hanner, and it's a called strike.
He didn't make the case you had to get three extra outs for the two errors and that one fielder's choice, which you would have the out if you just throw the first instead of getting the runner at home.
0-1 the count to Hanner. The next pitch, pulled foul. The count is two strikes on Kai.
Throw in walks and errors, and what do you get?
Trouble.
Six runs.
Six runs
in one inning.
Yeah.
With only one hit, yes.
Yep. 0-2 the count on Hanner. Next pitch from Leak is a shot right to the second baseman. She knocks it down, picks it up, and Sydney Herman throws out Kai Hanner. 4-3 for the first out here in the top of the second or bottom of the second inning.
Well, guys probably hit the ball as hard as any. Well, actually has hit the ball as hard as anybody, but right at infielders. Pitcher in the first and second baseman here in the second.
So Hanner's 0-2 on the day. And here's Chloe Beck. She walked and scored last inning. Mets with one down, nobody on. Toppers leading 6-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. Takes a called strike. It's 0-1. Madison Leak taking care of the pitching duties today for Lincolnwood. This one bounces into the dirt. It's 1-1. Baseball tomorrow on the radio, weather permitting. I think we'll get it in. Hillsborough at Litchfield. Here's the 1-1 pitch to Beck, and she jacks this one foul right off the top of the fence down the left field line. And the count is 1-2. Wouldn't you know it, Hillsborough and Litchfield, if they play the county baseball tournament, they play in the, one of the semis. If it gets played on Saturday. I wouldn't bet on that. Here's a high fly ball hit down the line and left, and that one is off the fence. It's going to be an extra base hit for Chloe Beck. She's in there with a stand-up double. That is the second hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. A runner at second with one down, and Shelby Hooley will be the batter. Karen Milberg, all she could do is turn around and watch the thing bounce off the fence because it was tagged. And here's Hooley. She reached on an error and scored last inning. Runner at second, one down. Toppers leading 6-0, and a fly ball pop up over towards the left side is going to drop out of play. Strike one on Shelby Hooley, the sophomore shortstop for Hillsborough. That thing got up there, and the wind just grabbed it and pulled it foul, out of play.
We had a big gust right then, too.
Oh, man. Here's the next pitch. Swing and a shot into center. That one is over the head of the center fielder, and a run will score. That'll make it 7-0. And Hooley's going to try for third, and she's in there. So Shelby Hooley doubles home a run. And that makes it a 7-0 lead for the Hilltoppers. We have Sadie Slidem over here at second base now for the Lancers. And here's Haley Major for Hillsborough at the plate. Haley hits this one in the left for a base hit. And that scores Hooley quite easily. And that makes it an 8-0 ball game. Third hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. And the batter will be Alexis Wolf. Pitch is up high for ball one. So Major's on at first with one down, two runs home, and an 8-0 lead for the Toppers. There's a pitch to Wolf. She shows bunt, pulls back, runner goes, throws not in time. Stolen base. And Major's down at second base now. 2-0 the count on Alexis Wolf, the Hilltopper catcher. Looks like Caitlin Payne's at third base for the Lancers now. Here's a called strike, and it's 2-1.
Number 12.
Yep. Here's the next pitch. Foul backing out of play. And the count is 2 balls and 2 strikes. So as one gets fouled out of play, another one gets thrown in. Softballs, that is. Every once in a while, you run out.
They do indeed.
Yeah. Hannah Compton waiting on deck for the Toppers. Hillsborough leading 8-0, batting here in the bottom of the second inning. There's the pitch, a changeup, and that was a called strike, and down on strikes is Alexis Wolf. So 2 down in the inning. And Compton will be the batter. Hannah reached on a fielder's choice and scored last inning. She bats with a runner at second. That's Haley Major. And 2 down. And 2 runs home and an 8-0 lead for the Toppers. Here's a pitch from Madison Leak, and this one is up high for ball one.
One thing you can say about this Topper team, they've been aggressive from start to finish so far here.
Yes,
they're running the bases at will.
Here's the next pitch, and this one is pulled foul down the third baseline. And the count is 1 ball, 1 strike. They have been.
Taking that extra base, stealing that base, yeah. Aggressive, all the players.
And they knew early on with the pitching woes for Madison Lee to be aggressive and put the Lancers under the gun. Here's the next pitch. This one's down low. And it's 2-1. Major's down at second base, 2 down. 2 runs home for the Toppers. 8-0 lead. We're in the bottom of the second inning. 2-1 the count on Hannah Compton, the right fielder for the Toppers. Here's the pitch from Madison Leak. This one's down low. Gets away from the catcher and down to third base goes Haley Major.
Yeah, no hesitation. That ball only gets, just a few feet from the catcher. But Topper runners are ready to run when they see an opportunity.
As soon as they see the ball scoot, they scoot. 3-1 the count on Compton. Leak looks in for the sign. Here's the pitch. Swinging a hard hit ball to the third baseman Payne. The throw to first base is in time, and that ends the inning. Play goes 5-3, and the Toppers are done here in the bottom of the second. But they come up with 2 more runs in the bottom of the second inning. After 2 here at the Hillsborough Sports Complex, it is Hillsborough 8. Lincolnwood nothing. More softball coming up in just a moment. Well, we go to the top of the third inning, an 8-0 lead for Hillsborough. Lincolnwood will have Maggie McClellan, Cassie Krager, and Brittany Slidham due up, the 9-1 and 2 batters, against Kai Hanner, who has struck out 6, hit a couple of batters.
That tells the whole story.
Yeah.
Nothing else happens. Strikeout or hit batsman so far.
Lancers without a hit on the day. And here's McClellan. She's the freshman center fielder. Leading off for Lincolnwood here in the top of the third inning. Hanner's first pitch is a check swing and strike one. Pitch was up out of the zone. 0-1 the count. Now they ask for the appeal. And now they change it to a ball. Ball one. 1-0 the count. Here's the next pitch, and that's a swing and a miss. And that evens up the count at 1 ball, 1 strike. First and third baseman pulled in. Here's a bunt attempt missed by McClellan, and it's A ball and two strikes. Krager waiting on deck for Lincolnwood. And a swing and a miss by McClellan, and she's down on strikes.
Well, it wasn't the changeup that time,
Keith. Nope.
It was the high heat, probably out of the strike zone.
Yeah. If you put a bat on it, all you were going to do is pop it up or foul it out of play. And here's Cassie Krager. Cassie 0 for 1 on the day with a strikeout. She swings and misses for strike one. Lancers batting here in the top of the third, trailing 8-0. One out, nobody on. Brittany Slidham waiting on deck for Lincolnwood. Hanner's next pitch to Krager is outside. And it's 1-1. Hanner looks into her battery mate, Alexis Wolf, and here's the pitch. It comes up high. And it's 2-1. Haley Majors at third. Shelby Hooley at short. Sheridan Lyerla at second. Chloe Beck at first. Riley Hemkin, Katie Shockey, Hannah Compton in the outfield from left to right. Alexis Wolf doing the catching, and there's a called strike, and that evens up the count at 2-2.
Another good changeup, well, outside corner.
And the 2-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three, two down in the inning, and Brittany Slidham will bat with the bases empty, and the Lancers trailing 8-0 here in the top of the third inning. Slidham was a strikeout victim her first time up.
Hey, Brett, we need a start. Come on, Brett.
In fact, with the exceptions of the two batters that were hit by a pitch, they've all been strikeout victims.
All have been.
Yep.
Don't be shocked when the box score someday you see a perfect game thrown by this young lady.
Yeah.
She is capable.
Slidham takes ball one. Here's the next pitch. This is down low, and it's 2-0. Brittany's the freshman catcher today for Lincolnwood. Addison Leak waiting on deck for the Lancers. Hoppers scored early and scored often. They put 6 on the board in the first inning. Tacked on 2 more in the second.
The thing is, you get them out, and she did hit the two batters, Terry, but, you know, this is only the second time they get to see her. It's already the third inning.
Yeah.
You don't get many opportunities.
Here's the 2-1 pitch. Foul back to the screen. It's 2-2. Well, after watching Kai the last 2 years, she just looks so much more confident and strong out there.
Does seem to have a little more pop, too.
And a swing and a miss. Down on strike goes Slidham. In fact, the Lancers go in order here in the top of the third. After 2.5 innings of play here at Hillsboro, in this high school softball matchup, it's Hillsboro 8, Lincolnwood nothing. More softball coming up in just a moment. We head to the bottom of the third inning, an 8-0 lead for Hillsboro. 8 runs, 5 hits, no errors. They've stranded 3 on the day. No runs, no hits, 2 errors for Lincolnwood. They've stranded 2 on the day. It'll be 9-1-2 due up. Riley Hemkin, Katie Shockey, and Sheridan Lyerla for the Toppers. Madison Leak back to work on the mound. Here's the pitch. Change up, a swing and a miss. For strike one on Riley Hemkin, who reached on an error her first time up. Here's the next pitch, and a little pop up into short left field is caught by the left fielder, Karen Milberg. And Hemkin is retired for the first out here in the bottom of the third inning. And here's Katie Shockey. So it looks like Payne is at third now for Lincolnwood. Krager's at short. Slidham is at second. Byers at first. Milberg, McClellan, and Madison Byers in right field for Lincolnwood. And Brittany Slidham doing the catching. Here's a called strike to Katie Shockey. Katie has walked, singled, scored a run today. One strike to count on the left-handed hitting Shockey. Holds the bat high. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Slashes it off to the left side, and the shortstop, Cassie Krager, makes the catch on the pop-up. And that's 2 down, and Sheridan Lyerla will be the batter. Lyerla walked and popped out to the shortstop. Back in the first inning. She bats here with 2 down and nobody on, and the Toppers leading 8-0. Batting here in the bottom of the third inning. Here's the pitch from Leak. This one's down and in for ball one. Well, the temperature topped out at about 80 degrees today, and it felt darn good.
It did indeed.
Here's a 1-0 pitch from Leak to Lyrla. Ground ball to the shortstop, booted, and Lyrla is aboard. E6 on the play, third error of the day for the Lancers. And the batter will be Kai Hanner. Kai 0 for 2 on the day. She's lined out, grounded out. That's with a runner at first, two down. And the Toppers leading 8-0. They're in the bottom of the third. That's from the right side. Here's the pitch. Kai takes down low for ball one, throw to first base. Gets away from the first baseman and down to second base goes Lyrla. E2 on that play. That ends up being the fourth error of the day for the Lancers. So, Hanner awaits the 1-0 pitch. This one misses up high, and the count is 2-0. Chloe Beck waiting on deck for the Toppers. Two balls, no strikes on Kai Hanner. Madison Leak gets the sign she wants and delivers, and Hanner hits this one to the shortstop. Gobbled up that time by Krager, throw to first base in time, and Hanner's 0 for 3 on the day. This time grinding out to the shortstop. So in the inning, no runs, no hits, an error. A base runner left stranded. The Toppers have stranded 4 on the day. We played 3 innings here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. Your score, Hillsboro 8, Lincolnwood nothing. More softball coming right up. Well, we hope you're enjoying our broadcast this evening here on WSMI-FM. Coming to you from the Hillsboro Sports Complex. Been a warm, breezy afternoon. And an 8-0 lead for Hillsboro. We go to the top of the fourth inning. And Lincolnwood will have Madison Leak, Mo Byers, and Karen Milberg due up to 3, 4, and 5 batters. As the Lancers are looking for their first hit of the day. Hanner has struck out 9 on the day. Hit a couple of batters, walked none. And Leak, who was struck by a pitch back in the first inning, will lead it off. Here's the pitch, up high, a swing and a miss, strike one.
In fact, there's no ball put in play
so
far.
Everything is a K.
So if someone asks us about the Hillsboro's defense, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true.
The catcher catches the ball and the pitcher throws the ball. Except for that pitch. Explain that one.
Well, that one got away from Hanner and it just kind of rolled in. Literally rolled in on the dirt.
Now, if the batter gets hit,
take your base.
I know. She got out of the way in a way. It was going 1 mile an hour.
There's a swing and a miss by Madison Leak, and the count now 1-2. Of course, you're supposed to try to get out of the way.
That'd been a good one to fall down.
Yeah.
You'd hit for sure. You had to say she's trying, wouldn't you?
Here's the 1-2 pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Leak is down on strikes.
Velocity-wise, I think picked it up the last 2 innings.
Mm-hmm. So the strikeout barrage continues for Kai Hanner.
How about number 10 already, Terry?
And here's Mo Byers. Mo was struck by a pitch her first time up. She swings and misses for strike one. Mo's the senior first baseman for the Lancers today. A right-handed hitter. One down, nobody on. Lancers trailing 8-0 here in the top of the fourth inning. Next pitch is up high, and it's 1-1. Hillsboro Litchfield baseball tomorrow from Tiemann Plummer Field. There'll be a few people at that game. Here's a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. One and two, the count on Byers. Here's Hanner's next delivery, a swing and a miss at a pitch into the dirt. Back to the screen and down to first base goes Byers. So credit a strikeout. A wild pitch. And Byers is on first base. And the batter will be Karen Milberg. Karen, a strikeout victim her first time up, so the Lancers have a base runner. The third one of the day. as Milberg steps to the plate. Aaron bats from the right side. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss for strike one. Milberg's a senior, playing in left field today for the Lancers. Next pitch up high, and it's one ball, one strike. Waiting on deck, Sadie Slidham for Lincolnwood. Here's the next pitch, a swing and a miss. Now Milberg behind in the count, one ball, two strikes. Hanner looks in. Here's the pitch, a swing and a miss. And Milberg is down on strikes. Two down in the inning. And Slidham will come to the plate. Sadie, a strikeout victim, back in the second inning. She bats here with two down, a runner at first base. Lancers trailing 8-0. We're in the top of the fourth inning. And the first pitch to Slidham is a called strike. Caitlin Payne waiting on deck for Lincolnwood. Slidham can keep the inning going. Here's the next pitch from Hanner. This one's fouled back to the screen. And two strikes the count on Sadie. Myers is at first with two down. Here comes the 0-2 pitch. And a called strike three. Change up. And Slidham is down on strikes for the second time today. In the inning, no runs, no hits, a wild pitch, a base runner left stranded. The Lancers have stranded three on the day. We play 3.5 here at the Hillsboro Sports Complex. It's Hillsboro 8, Lincolnwood nothing. More softball coming up. More Cardinals baseball coming up tomorrow on WSMI AM 1540 and FM 106.9. The Reds host the Cardinals. Pre-game coverage on Friday begins at 4:45. Again on AM 1540 and FM 106.9. And tomorrow night, weather permitting, we'll have the broadcast of the Hillsboro-Litchfield baseball game at 7:30 here on FM 106.1 and streaming online at WSMIRadio.com. Well, Chloe Beck will lead things off here in the bottom of the fourth inning for Hillsboro. Pitch from Madison Leak is down low for ball one.
Well, Madison struck out two and has walked four.
Chloe walked and scored in the first, doubled and scored in the second. Here's the one ball pitch from Madison Lee. Ground ball foul down the third baseline.
Wipe away that first inning of walks and error disasters. It's pitched pretty well since then.
Yeah.
Allowing a couple of runs in two innings.
We kind of figured this Hilltopper team was going to put some runs on the board. And, you know, Hanner being a junior this year, being a little more aggressive, a little stronger. Toppers were kind of bound for a pretty good season this year. There's a changeup that's hit into left field for a base hit. So a leadoff single for Chloe Beck. That is the sixth hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. And the batter will be Shelby Hooley. Hooley reached on an error and scored, doubled and scored. She bats with a runner at first. Nobody out. Toppers cruising along with an 8-0 lead here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hooley steps in from the right side. He's a sophomore. Leak gets the sign. Here's the pitch. Down low. Good scoop by the catcher that time, Brittany Slidham. And 1-0 the count on Hooley. Lancers are in dangerous territory here. If the Toppers get a couple runs, the 10-run rule would kick in. If the Lancers are unable to put anything on the board next inning. There's a changeup up high, and it's 2-0, and a throw down to first base, and Beck is back in safely. Two and zero the count to Shelby Hooley. Shelby's ready. Madison Leak, the Lincolnwood pitcher, is ready. Here comes the pitch. Popped up. It's going to come back and out of play. 2-1. Boy, this is a nice sports complex, isn't it?
Is indeed. Whether it'd be kind, we'd have a couple games going on here Saturday. Early decide for who goes to championship, county tournament.
Here's a shot pulled foul down the third baseline. As Hooley got a run on an inside pitch and pulled it foul. That evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes.
It's pretty nice when you play 2 games at once, baseball games.
Of course, they've got the tennis courts over there and the soccer fields over there and do JFL over on the other side of the park. Here's a changeup. This one's pulled foul and almost picked off the on-deck batter, Haley Major. Major had to do a little dance to get out of the way. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Wolf waiting on deck. Or Major waiting on deck. Hooley hits a fly ball into left field. That drops in front of the left fielder, Milberg.
Didn't get a good read on that. She made a fine play last inning, Terry. This one, it's like she just lost it up there in the clouds.
So that's the 7th hit of the day for Hillsboro, and that puts runners at first and second and nobody out. And here's Haley Major. Haley walked and scored. Singled and was stranded back in the 2nd. Topper's trying to make some noise here in the bottom of the 4th inning. They have an 8-0 lead, 2-1 and nobody out. Major's a freshman, takes a called strike. 0-1. Here's the next pitch from Madison Leak. A swing and a miss at a pitch down low, and that makes it 0-2. Well, in about 3 weeks, they'll be doing the regional seedings, and before we know it, we'll be having regional tournament time. Hillsboro's hosting a regional for girls softball. Here's the pitch, swinging a ground ball, base hit into left field. Milberg's going to try to throw home, and she does. And that's going to load the bases for the Hilltoppers. 3 hits in the inning, 8 hits on the day. Beck's at 3rd, Hooley at 2nd, Major at 1st, and here's Alexis Wolf, the catcher. A strikeout victim twice today. Toppers leading 8-0. Batting in the bottom of the 4th inning. Bases loaded and nobody out. Wolf, the freshman catcher. Right-handed hitter. Here's the pitch. Takes a called strike. Sun's trying to come out from behind the clouds again. We will welcome that. 0-1 the count to Alexis Wolf. Madison Leak's next pitch on the way. Down low and a good block by the catcher and a throw to third base, thrown away. And the runner will score from third base. And that makes it a 9-0 lead. E2 on that throw. So the other runners move up to 2nd and 3rd. That's the 5th error of the day for Lincolnwood. And that makes it a 9-0 lead. Count is 1 ball, 1 strike on Alexis Wolf. So now,
potential 10th run.
Yeah.
Is at 3rd.
Just 60 feet away. And Haley Majors at 2nd base. So 2-1, nobody out, a run home, and a 9-0 lead for the Toppers. Wolf. Is ready. Madison Lee steps on, gets the sign. Here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it's up high, and it's 2-1. Hannah Compton waiting on deck for the Toppers. Wolf, with a count of 2 balls and a strike, steps back in. Here's the next pitch. That's up high, and that makes the count 3-1. Wolf, 0-2 on the day with a couple of, both times she struck out. now has a count of 3-1, a hitter's count. Here comes the 3-1 pitch, and that's ball four. Gets away from the catcher, and the 10th run for the Hilltoppers has scored. As Hulik crosses the plate.
Another walk.
Yep.
The fifth allowed.
And that puts runners at first and third and nobody out. And a 10-0 lead for the Toppers and Compton. Is the batter due at the plate?
Might have a pinch hitter.
Looks like we may have a pinch hitter.
Different uniform tipped me off, Terry.
Yeah, that's a JV uniform there. And let's catch a number. Looks like that could be Maya Robinson, a sophomore. Robinson at the plate, hitting for Compton. Fouls it back and out of place. Play for strike one.
This younger generation, you get to play with the bigs, and first thing you do is swing away.
Yeah.
First pitch. It's not the same, is it?
No, it's not.
No one takes a pitch anymore.
Well, they know that usually the first pitch is the best pitch you're going
to
see.
That's true. There's some good logic to it, too.
Yeah. Next pitch to Robinson. This one is down low. And it's 1-1 on the Hillsboro pinch hitter. Majors at third. Wolf is at first. 10 runs on the board for the Toppers here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Hemken waiting on deck for the Toppers. Here's the pitch to Robinson and a shot into right. That's a base hit. And the 11th run scores for the Hilltoppers. And it's going to be second and third for Hillsboro. So Robinson comes through with a pinch double. Major crosses the plate. And that makes it 11-0. That's the 9th hit of the day for the Hilltoppers. And that puts runners at second and third. Still nobody out, and Riley Hemken is the batter. Hemken, 0-for-2 on the day, reached on an error and flew out. Pulls the ball foul down the third baseline for strike one. Hemken's a sophomore. Playing in left field today for the Toppers. Proper fielders haven't had much to do. Here's a swing and a miss on a changeup, and it's 0-2.
In fact, if you're not a catcher, you haven't touched the ball.
Yeah.
Except for being around the horn after a strikeout.
Yeah. 0-2 the count on Hemken. Here's the pitch, and a fly ball into left field. That's down for an extra base hit. Two runs are going to score, and that's going to make it 13-0. In favor of the Hilltoppers as Hemken doubles home a couple of runs. And we'll be having our Diamonds and Dogs play of the game. Might have a player of the game today. Brought to you by Diamonds and Dogs in Hillsboro, the best double play combination in town.
I think we now have another pitch hitter.
So Clara Tester is batting. Tester batting for Shockey. As we're back to the top of the batting order for the Hilltoppers. 5 runs home here in this inning. And a 13-0 lead. And Tester grounds at the third. Throw to first base out. So Tester is retired 5-3. And down to third base goes Hemken. So that's one down in the inning. And Faith Holtz will bat for Sheridan Lyerloff.
Say the bench is being used completely, isn't it?
Yep.
That's it.
That's it. Yep. So Holtz, who's a freshman, is a right-handed hitter. Runner at third base. 5 runs home and a 13-0 lead for Hillsboro. Make it 14-0. Base hit into right field. So Holtz comes through with a base knock. That's the 10th hit of the day. The Toppers now lead 14-0. And Kai Hanner will come to the plate. Kai 0-for-3 on the day. But she's done her damage on the pitcher's mound.
Polly hit the ball as hard as anybody a couple times, but the line drives out.
9th batter to hit here in the inning. The pitch Fouled out of play for strike one. First six batters in the inning scored. Runner at first base, one out. One strike to count on Hanner. Kai is ready now. Sun's come from behind the cloud. Here's the pitch. Hanner pulls it foul down the third baseline, and it's 0-2. Hanner lined out to the pitcher in the first. Grounded out to the second baseman in the second. Grounded out to the shortstop in the third. She's 0-2. Here's a pitch from Malik, and it's popped up. Going to come out of play. Watch out back there, folks.
Boy, I almost got a cell phone.
Yeah. The heck with the people. Worry about the cell phone, right?
She can't believe a young lady wouldn't just dive over to protect the cell phone.
Oh, man. Count remains two strikes on Kai Hanner. A 14-0 lead for the Toppers. Batting here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One out, a runner on, six runs home. Here's the 0-2 pitch to Kai Hanner. Pulls it right to the third baseman, Payne. Low throw to first base, scooped out there. And Hanner is retired for the fourth time today. Two down in the inning. Down to second base goes Holtz. And the batter will be Chloe Beck. Beck started this inning off with a base hit. She has scored three times today. She was hit by a pitch or drew a walk in the first inning, has two base hits. So she's had a pretty good day. Here's the pitch from Leek. Called strike. And it's 0-1. Runner at second base and two down for the Hilltoppers, leading 14-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Here's the next pitch. This one's up high. And it's 1-1.
You know, the two girls off the bench, a couple of them have hits. Terry, they look, had pretty good swings, obviously. Hit them out to the outfield. Gives Hilltoppers a little depth in their team.
Next pitch misses down and in. And it's 2-1 on Chloe Beck, the sophomore first baseman for Hillsboro.
We're going to go in the fifth, and the infielders have not, or the outfielders have not, had to make a play.
Yeah. Here's the pitch. That one skips in. The runner goes to third base. The throw down to third. The runner is safe. The ball gets away momentarily. So the count goes to 3-1 on Chloe Beck. And now Holtz is at third base for the Hilltoppers. Faith Holtz down at third. A 14-0 lead for the Toppers. Here's the pitch. Foul packing out of play, and that makes it a full count on Chloe Beck. Just like the wind's blowing a little more straight in now, as opposed to across the field. Here comes the 3-2 pitch, ball four. Well, maybe it's not. Okay, we'll call it a full count now, 3-2. And here's the pitch from Madison Leak, and a fly ball into short center, and the shortstop comes over, and Cassie Krager makes the catch, and that ends the inning. In the inning, though, Toppers come up with six more tallies. We played four innings here at Hillsboro High School, or at the Hillsboro Sports Complex, I should say. Hillsboro 14, Lincolnwood nothing. Back with more softball in just a moment. Terry Toad, Carl DeBar back at Hillsboro. We go to the top of the fifth inning. It will be Caitlin Payne, Sydney Herman, and Maggie McClellan due up for the Lancers as Kai Hanner has struck out 13 on the day, hit a couple of batters. Other than that, it's been all Kai Hanner this afternoon.
Spider webs on every outfielder.
Mm-hmm. So here's Payne stepping in from the right side. She's the designated player now into the ballgame at third base. Swings and misses for strike one.
There is something to say for that. It's tough for a fielder when you never
sure.
get to field the ball in the game, which is pretty much what's happened.
Payne swings and misses for strike two.
And a good thing is their pitcher pitches fast and the innings are quick, so it's not like you get too lackadaisical out there.
Here's the 0-2 pitch to Payne and a swing and a miss.
Number 14.
One down in the inning. And the batter is Sidney Herman. Sidney, a strikeout victim her first time up, like most of the other Lancers today.
If you didn't get hit by a pitch, you got struck out.
Yep, here's the next pitch, or the first pitch this at bat for two Herman, and that's a swing and a miss for strike one. Sidney's a sophomore, right-handed hitter. Hanner has been dealing big time today. Here's the 0-1 pitch, a swing and a miss, strike two. And it looks like the Toppers are on their way to a five-inning win here over the Lancers, unless Lincolnwood mounts an unbelievable comeback. The pitch, swing and a miss, and down on strike goes Herman. Two down in the inning, and the Toppers are one out away from the win.
Kai has her 15 strikeouts.
Yep.
You would think the game would be over, wouldn't you?
But no.
No.
There was a strikeout and a wild pitch, and runner went to first base, and this first pitch to McClellan is down low for ball one. So the no-no is intact for Kai Hanner. She's facing Maggie McClellan here in the bottom of the fifth. This pitch is up high, and it's 2-0 as the wind has come roaring back here this afternoon.
Now hopefully you could hear the pop in the glove on that last pitch. She's still got the same velocity.
Here's the 2-0 pitch. Fouled off to the right side, it's 2-1. We have baseball tomorrow, Hillsboro at Litchfield, 7:30, FM 106.1, online at WSMIRadio.com. Cardinals, 4:45 tomorrow afternoon, AM 1540, FM 106.9 from Cincinnati. 2-1, the count to McClellan. Maggie digs in, and here's the pitch, and it's up high, and it's 3-1. 3-1 the count to McClellan. Hanner has not walked a batter today. And Hanner gets her sign. Here's the 3-1 pitch and a swing and a miss. Makes it a 3-2 count. And the Toppers are one strike away from the win. And Kai Hanner one strike away from a no-hitter.
That swing like a mini, Terry, is just very weak trying to get it.
The pitch is fouled off to the right side, and the count remains 3-2.
It's like half swings in there still. Even when they get a piece, it's just fouled straight back here.
Everything's been fouled to the right side today, mm-hmm. That's for sure.
Not getting around at all.
So here we go with the 3-2 payoff pitch from Kai Hanner. It's ball four. First walk of the day issued by Hanner. So Lincolnwood has a base runner with two down here in the bottom or top of the fifth inning. And it's back to the top of the batting order with Cassie Krager. 0-2 on the day. So the first walk of the day given up by Hanner here in the fifth inning. Kai's next pitch, her first pitch to Cassie Krager, is a called strike, and it's 0-1. Hanner has the no-hitter still intact at this point. Next pitch from Kai is down low, and it's 1-1. Good to feel the sunshine again. 1-1 the count to Krager. Here's a pitch from Hanner. This one misses inside, and it's 2-1. Brittany Slidham waiting on deck for Lincolnwood. Lancers have a base runner on at first. Two down, here's the pitch, swing and a miss. And that makes it 2-2. And now Kai Hanner one strike away from not only winning the ball game, but from throwing a no-hitter. She gets the sign. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, and a no-hitter today by Kai Henner of Hillsboro as the Toppers win this contest by the final of 14-0. What a terrific performance by Kai Henner. We'll come back to wrap up the broadcast right after these messages.